It appears to be a good idea to keep the penis covered with a silverized nylon manhood cover at all times, regardless of whether or not you have one designated for Robert Obecker's circuits session, the biocircuitry session of Robert Obecker and the earthing circuit, or whether or not you use a separate manhood cover that does not have a connector on it, just for, you know, every day, the rest of the day. Use the remainder of the day. I think because there are several reasons. First of all, the penis, when cut, no longer has a foreskin to keep the head moist, and the manhood cover helps utilize the sweat of the skin of the shaft of the penis along with the head. I guess doesn't sweat, but I guess it carries over, I suppose. I don't know. Part of the problem is that the head dries out by not having a foreskin cover. And so the moisture is needed, irregardless of whether we have a piece of cloth as a kind of artificial foreskin, or the real thing, and whether the real thing is a fox foreskin, you know, from tugging, resulting from tugging, or an intact foreskin or a regenerated foreskin. But moisture is needed, at least on the head. But silver might be useful along the entire shaft to stimulate growth, in a sense. I mean, the penis needs all the help it can get, right? So if we're not going to cut it, then what else are we doing to help things along? Electricity is one factor Robert Obecker investigated, but silver is the other. And neither one should be considered separate from the other. They work together as a team. They augment each other, particularly the silver augmenting the use of electricity, weak electricity. Now the body has its own electricity, so the application of silver can't go unnoticed by the body. You know, if you take a silverized nylon cloth and wrap it around the penis kind of snugly, but not, you know, tightly to the point of it being uncomfortable, but snugly so that it's a snug fit, a penis sock, you know. And the silver is going to come off in small amounts over time. I mean, there's no way around it. So you might end up with a blue penis, but maybe not. Maybe the silver that comes off is inadequate to color it for color. Well, it is coloring the head, though, I noticed. The glands is very sensitive, much more so than is the skin, the mucosal membrane of the glands, the head of the penis. So mine is already becoming blue, so, but not the shaft. But I think I'm noticing a kind of, you see, when I look at pictures of men with intact penises, when, you know, they have erect penises and the head is exposed, I notice that the glands is very robust, while the head of a circumcised penis, even when erect, is like a shrunken head, you know, like these headhunters, you know, we hear, you know, we're used to be in the movies, and they shrink the heads of their victims, and it's literally, that's what it reminds me of. It's this deformed body part that has shrunken. And so what it looks like is that by having worn a silverized nylon manhood cover as extensively as I have over the last few weeks, just a few weeks, it looks as though the corona is kind of pinkish. Despite the bluing of the rest of the glands, it's enlarged. A kind of healthy, robust enlargement similar to what the rest of the head of the penis is supposed to be under normal circumstances. You know, non-circumcised, uncut circumstances. The circumstances of the circumcision, no. So there are indications that the penis is righting the wrong done to it 58 years ago on the day of my birth. Not 8 days later with a moil, but on the day of my birth with the attending physician, whoever it was, it looks like it's already righting itself. And I don't think it's wearing the silver alone that's done it. So This idea of wearing a silverized nylon manhood cover the rest of the day, even when you're not connected to a circuit, may not be a valid statement in and of itself, irrespective of anything else. But I would like to think that it is, adding silver nutrition, shall we say, directly to the skin of the penis and the mucosal head of the penis for direct absorption into the area where it needs it the most. You know, why put it somewhere where you don't need it? If you're going to do regeneration specifically, or not specifically, but I mean most importantly or most significantly, you want to focus on a certain area of the body that you want to heal or regenerate, for that matter, then yeah, why not put silver where it's needed? Topically, I mean, you know, it's on the surface of the body. It's not like you have to inject it deep into some organ of the body that needs it. It's right here on the surface. Can't get more superficial than this. So, I mean, though it is the underside layer of the skin, the growth layer that needs it, but still, hey, it's on the top side of the skin. That's pretty close. And you've got something there all the time. Surely some silver is going to get absorbed and get into the lower layer of the skin and help things along. So just the presence of the silverized nylon manhood cover alone probably does help. But what really helps is having a session once or so a day for one or more hours to add an electrical flow such that negative is coming out the penis. And it appears to be erotically very correct that positive goes into the anus and comes out negative through the penis. A very short leg of a circuit, no longer involving the legs. It's actually erotic. And that's a healthy sign that the polarity is correct, the distance involved is correct, so the resistance offered by the body is going to be very little. And so the amperage is going to be a little bit higher than the other circuits that I'm doing at the same time. But most importantly, the polarity. I think it's the direction of the negative charge coming out through the penis that's causing it to want to become erect, and the positive charge going into the anus that is helping the root of the penis, and the whole penis for that matter, the shaft, you know, is rooted deep in the crotch inside the pelvic area. I think I saw somewhere a physiological anatomical diagram in which the penis is actually longer than what we see. There's a root beneath the surface of the skin that goes into the pelvic region, and that is part of that erection or part of that erectile tissue when the whole shaft becomes erect. And that's why the penis is able to flip up, because it's got a root rooted in the pelvis that's getting hard, just like the part of the penis outside the pelvic area is also getting hard, the part that we can see. So it looks to me like I've got the circuit really correctly worked out, at least in that area of the body, because that's a healthy sign as far as I'm concerned, and it shows that it's probably going to make better progress now than it has before, because it's an upgraded version of what I had before. And the results are what's telling me that everything is working out very nicely. So it looks like there's progress. You know, a progress report of the penis, of the foreskin regeneration, which was the whole point of this endeavor in the first place, although I'm getting a lot of other benefits out of it as well, treating the whole body. But dividing up the body, I'm treating all these different areas of the body. So now I'm treating the mouth, I'm treating the anus, you know, I've got problems due to the antifreeze poisoning, constipation, partial paralysis of the peristalsis in the anal or rectal area, all kinds of problems throughout the physiology, and I'm trying to address each one. And I think this is helping a lot. It's really helping a lot. So, I don't know. Another progress report, a penile progress report, shall we say.